from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The one thing I wanted to say, too, since we're out here, we're what is this, hole 18 that we're sitting at here at TPC Potomac for the Contractors Against Cancer Golf Scramble, there is a tent to the right of us that has hot dogs, hamburgers, cookies, right. Chips, beer.
Right.
For the record, I've had one hamburger today.
Right.
The biggest, you were saying it during the commercial, and I give you all the credit in the world.
You usually don't, but go ahead.
So I've Ubered a lot. And normally when I get in my Uber, sometimes the driver may have on 106.7, they may have on 980.
Right.
I've been signing autographs and kissing babies out of training camp.
Right.
The popularity is growing. And I give you a lot of the credit for it. You constantly keep my name going. But you know what's the most, I don't know if it's insulting. I don't know if I should be flattered by it. But you know the number one thing fans say to me when they see me in person?
Well, this is Big Tony's fault. Don't blame me.
No, I'll be real.
Blame Big Tony.
You know the number one thing that fans say to me when they see me in person?
I have no idea.
Wow, I'm impressed. Now, I thought you were 500 pounds. And I said, you know what? You must be a listener.
That's Big Tony.
You must be a listener of the oldest in charge, Rick Doc Walker.
Well, that's Big Tony. Is the one who refers to you as an elephant.
I've never said that. I've heard Zion Williamson, who has actually slimmed down a great deal. So.
Well, Zion's a compliment. He's one of the most talented athletes in the culture, in our culture. Boy got hops. It's a compliment.
So when you refer to me as Zion Williamson, it's a compliment.
Absolutely.
Can I ask you this? This is somebody that's here out of the tournament.
Okay.
Him referring to me as Zion Williamson, would you consider that to be a compliment?
Boy.
First, your name, please, and your type,
name and
blood type.
My blood type.
Blood type, yeah.
My name is Sean.
Hey, Sean.
And, you know, I don't know my blood type. They don't tell you that unless you get, like, you go to the doctor and you specifically request it.
Oh, really? You don't know your blood type?
No. Do you know yours?
What the hell is going on?
Yes, I do.
Oh, gosh. I should know mine. Now I'm
got to answer the question at hand.
Okay.
Would you consider him calling me Zion Williamson, would you consider that, or Zion, excuse me?
Zion.
Am I supposed to consider that a compliment?
I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say yes.
Thank you.
You disappointed that he didn't say?
Are we not good? Are you disappointed
that he didn't say what you wanted him to say?
No, I'm already making judgments about.
Why are you staring at his food? Are you hungry?
Because he has a tomato on his burger. Tomatoes do not belong on burgers.
You don't like tomatoes?
I'm not a tomato guy.
Hmm. Lettuce, tomato, onions?
Not me. I'm just a ketchup, mustard type of guy. Keep it simple.
It's pretty good.
You
in prison?
Yeah.
My God.
Got a little veggies.
He's 26. He does, you know. He's the second youngest in charge, and he just didn't quite get it. No, he doesn't quite get it. Yeah.
This is something. Well, look, we appreciate you stopping by for a quick second.
I appreciate it, too.
Thank you.
I'm going to find out my blood type.
Do that. It could help you. It could be an accident. Could be a matter of life or death.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen to this.
It's a public service, man.
I might get asked again on a radio show and how embarrassing to not have
to answer
twice.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Thanks.
What'd they say?
I'm a giver.
Wanted to let you hear more from the managing partner of the Washington Commanders, Josh Harris, as he spoke yesterday to a contingent of local media. A lot of good nuggets and soundbite. Out of his press conference. Landfill, if we've got it ready, the one thing I want to get to is we've talked about the stadium a lot here. Cut number 4, this is Josh Harris on if he would commit to other legislative efforts should the RFK bill fail.
Yeah, I think I'm hoping that we can get some action before the change to the next Senate and Congress. And administration, because I think that's when, you know, all bets are off. I don't know. The answer is it's very hard to predict what that looks like. So ideally, since we have a lot of stuff lined up right now, it would happen in the lame duck session. But again, now you're really predicting the inner workings of Washington.
So that is Josh's way of kind of easing the blow for a lot of you, because he was very forthcoming yesterday in saying that, look, I think he understands the excitement around going back to RFK. I think being someone that grew up as a fan going to RFK, he understands what it means to the community. But realistically, there is a lot of political hurdles that need to be cleared in order to get a stadium back at RFK. And I've said it multiple times, I don't think that D.C. has the proper infrastructure, so to speak, to build the sports and entertainment Taj Mahal that they're trying to create. But the fact that he's keeping D.C. in the mix, I don't know if it's because D.C.'s actually in the mix or if he's trying to drive the price up on Maryland and Virginia, which also
could be a good strategy.
Power play.
Yeah, and he does have enough property that they currently own. He could do both. You could build while still playing there. And it's also, I want to see a hospital, school. It's the infrastructure. People want to be able to hang out in the Navy Yard. They want to do what the Nats have now. There's not a better scene than when people are walking through the Navy Yard, walking to the stadium. To me, that's one of the most awesome views in our area. A crowd, a herd of people walking down the streets coming to the stadium. And you want to be able to do that. You got to have metro. You got to have transit. You can't force people to walk a mile to go into a stadium, and you want it to be able to run pretty late. Sports Grumpy, you are hilarious. He says, and I quote, "Is there such thing as the plumpest in charge movement?"
You know what? See?
They love you, man. They love you. That's all I can say. Yeah. That's all I can say.
Back to our regularly scheduled. I mean,
yeah.
See, and I see how to be another grown ass man and have your Twitter handle be something of someone else's ears shows you everything you need to know about Sports Grumpy. JP_Finley's_ears. Why don't you tweet at me anymore? You used to tweet at me all the time. You've even changed your profile picture.
Rude.
Is that really you in your profile picture, Sports Grumpy?
Well, he uses some AI. He has
artificial intelligence, isn't it something? Cut number five, if we've got it ready. This was, to me, one of the other things that really caught my ear yesterday. Josh Harris talking about how firm that 2030 date is in terms of opening up a new stadium.
Yeah, it's a target. I think it's a realistic target. I mean, I wouldn't say that, again, like there's, a lot, there's political things that need to occur. There's land zoning, a whole lot of other things. A lot of it is not within our control, so there's no way to predict a specific date, but I think that's a reasonable target.
Reasonable. See, this is what I like about Josh Harris. He's not trying to let anyone down, and I think that's why I wouldn't be surprised if they got a new stadium before 2030. I think he is just trying to play the role of, hey, we're working on it. I don't know how quickly this thing is going to happen.
Got a new, you mean moved into it in 5 years?
You don't think that's realistic?
No.
So you're thinking further than – further out the
2030. In this town?
Well, everything moves like molasses around here. You're damn skippy. I don't know. I would be disappointed if there isn't a stadium by 2030. I would be. There's a lot of time. That's a lot of time to me to get something done, especially if you stop, you know, tap dancing with D.C. acting as if you're really going back to RFK. We know they're not going back to RFK.
He's putting a lot of coin into this now, which shows a lot.
That they're trying to stay there for a while.
Yeah, he's putting coin in.
I mean, I think that may ultimately be where the new stadium is.
Could be at the site.
The site, yes, but obviously the building would change.
Yeah. And I think you're right. If I were to wager, that's what I would think.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. The question is, what's the economic impact on the surrounding area? How do we come out of it better? The Navy Yard is amazing. I remember it before.
Yeah.
The before and after is amazing. So that's what's possible. The waterfront, where Holgate used to be. I mean, come on, man.
The geography piece of this always fascinates me, hearing you all talk about where you want it to be. See, I'm too obsessed with the football part of it. I leave the stadium stuff to Greg Paulson
and
Kevin Sheehan and the Junkies and JP, B-Mitch. That's their avenue. But I would say this. I agree with you. If I was a betting man, I would bet that it's probably going to end up being in Maryland, and I would think that the current site has you know,
gives you the most control.
Gives you the most control, and then allows you to do whatever you really want in terms of building that sports and entertainment Taj Mahal. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take your calls next on what you prefer, because I get I get an idea that the fan base out there has two big non-football items on their mind, one of which is we want to rebrand and get the name or get another name in here outside of Commanders. The other thing that I know you all are crazy in the head about is returning back to RFK. Commanders fans out there, what is more important to you?
This will be interesting.
Going back to RFK or rebranding? We'll take your calls on that next.
Interesting.
Here the fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.